Episode 3297, Rivers of Living Water.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. Take a deep breath. Just feel your heartbeat. God has given you refreshment in your soul. Are you ready to accept it? Rivers of Living Water. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. John 7, verses 37 and 38 says this, "On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, 'Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them.'" You know, these words from Jesus resonate deeply with anyone who longs to be seen and heard by God, who desires to be filled with an overabundance, an overflowing of his love and his presence. In a world where it's easy to feel overlooked and insignificant, which maybe you're facing that today. I know I have been struggling with that off and on. I don't hang out there a long time, but I mean, let's be real. When you're not noticed, it's like, hello, what about me? These verses offer a promise of connection and purpose, spoken by Jesus himself. And the heart of God is not solely concerned with our eternal destination. Yes, he wants to bring us home to the other side of heaven, but with the entirety of who we are, where we are here in earth and on earth. He longs for us to experience his love, to be full and fulfilled in every area of life. It's just not about reaching the other side. We were designed to live loved, to receive and overflow with the abundant love that God offers. Imagine a wellspring deep within us, a reservoir filled with living water, just bubbling over. This living water, my friend, is the Holy Spirit, the fullness of God's presence dwelling within you. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And as we begin to embark on the Easter season, we're going to be moving into Lent here, I want to encourage you to really think about what it means to flow with Jesus, what it means to walk with him in your everyday. Because when you have the living water, the Holy Spirit within you, it's meant to flow freely, nourishing and refreshing not only yourself, but also those around you. You are made to be a wellspring. We were created to be vessels of blessing, conduits of God's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, the fruits of the Spirit, right? Yet too often our well runs dry. You know, my good friend and mentor, Dan Miller, always said, you have to serve from a full cup. That was one of the things that he gave each of us uniquely, was this beautiful silver goblet. And he's like, you cannot serve half full. You cannot serve when your well runs dry. But a lot of us are doing that. And we're not coming to the source of life, of living water, right? The busyness and the pressures of life, it just drains us. Not only is your bank account being drained, but so is your emotional stability. And it leaves you parched and thirsty, longing for something more. And sometimes we go and try to seek out that validation and look in for that significance in all the wrong places, desperate to be seen and heard by others, clinging to what the world has, but not what God invites us to. And Jesus invites us to come to him, the true source of living water, the only one who can satisfy our deepest longings, rivers of living water. In the presence of God, you know, we find true fulfillment and purpose. It is here that the empty places within us are filled and the overflow begins. And as you drink deeply from the well of God's love, you are empowered to live the life he has created for you here on earth. You can step into the good works that he has prepared for you in advance, becoming a vessel of blessing and transformation in the world that you touch. Live, love, impact. So how do you access this abundant life? How do you find it? Because it's like, yeah, Christiane, I know. I get all of that. I don't really know, though. It starts with a simple prayer. It starts by a simple surrender of our hearts and desires to God. Now, that's easily said, but not easily implemented. You've got to be in communion with God every day. And I'm not saying taking the, you know, the juice or the wine and breaking bread and having that communion. I'm talking about communing with God, being one with him, asking him to fill you up, overflowing with his love and living water, inviting him to guide you, to shape your thoughts and actions. When was the last time you said, Lord, help me today to say the right things, be the words that come out of my mouth? Now, for some of you, maybe that's just like, you're crazy, Christiane. Like, I'm going to ask God. That's what he wants. Now, you're not perfect. You're going to make mistakes. You'll say things you wish you could take back, but you can't. But you can ask for forgiveness. You can apologize. But if we do this enough, if we invite God into our everyday, right, rivers of living water will flow abundantly from us. It's a simple step, but it's not easy to implement. But when you do, every single step that you take helps you to walk in alignment with his plans, his purposes here on earth and in heaven. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. My friend, you are on a journey. And as you journey through this life, you may continually seek to be filled by God. You have to continually seek that. It's not about a one and done. It's not like, okay, Lord, fill me up. I'm done. Woohoo. Have you noticed? Your bank account doesn't fill up automatically. You've got to put stuff into it. Same goes with your relationship with your Heavenly Father. I want to invite you to drink deeply from his well, from God's well, from the love that he gives, allowing it to replenish and restore you, to rejuvenate your soul way deep down. Nothing, not even your spouse, not even your mom or your dad, your best friend, no one can fill the void. No one could get those nooks and crannies and heal the hurt and pain like God can. Only he can. And it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. But I'm telling you that there's joy with new mercies every morning. Allow God to be a part of filling you up. Become a vessel of blessing, overflowing with his presence and impacting the world in which you touch. And as you reflect on the words of John 7, verses 37 and 38, let's remember that God cares about every aspect of your life. All of it, your career, your children, your marriage, even your kitchen, right? The dinner dishes and dogs, God cares about that. He shows up in the big things and always in the little things. Those little details matter to God. He longs to fill you with his love and living water, empowering you to live the life he has designed for you, not the way you see it. Now, you may have ideas, and I do believe that God puts dreams within us, goals within us. But guess what? We also have to be willing to shift, because he'll close doors when he doesn't want us to walk through them. And then he will swing them wide open when you're like, oh, I really don't want to go there. Like opening up a new job opportunity. And you're like, I really wasn't looking for that. But really, Lord? But it falls into your lap. And you ask more questions and the door keeps getting wider and wider and wider. And you're like, well, I guess I need to walk, but I'm kind of scared. My resume hasn't been up to date for like 15, 20 years. Why would I even go down that road? Because the door was opened. Yeah, but I had this in mind. Yeah, but maybe he's closing that because he wants you to go here. We can turn and twist what we think God wants from us, but God can slam the door shut and open up a window. He can breathe new life into you, rivers of living water. God longs to fill you with his love, with his grace, with his mercy, empowering you to live the life he has designed for you. So embrace this invitation to be seen and heard by God. He already sees you. But do you see him? Do you hear him? You know, some of the excuses that we have in our world today, when it comes to, Lord, where are you? Like, you've left me. A lot of times when we say that, I really would encourage you to flip it and say, have I left you? Where did I leave you? Did I leave you on the beach? Did I leave you in a restaurant? Did I even leave you at church when I walked out? Because, you know, it's easy to go to church on Sundays. But man, it's hard to live every day thereafter. Oh, but I'm great on Sundays. But man, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I just get by. Oh, but here comes Sunday again. I'm all in. God wants you all in every day. Rivers of living water. Be a vessel of his love and grace in the world. He calls you to a higher mountain, a higher point. He wants to elevate who you are becoming. But you have to be willing to be rivers of living water as it will flow from his heart. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.